I know this is late.
It is late. I know I had made full intention to get this out on a Friday. And I was editing and I was doing all the things that I needed to do to get this out. And then work just took me over on a Friday. A lot of priorities. I want to apologize for the lateness of this podcast. Again, my goal is to be consistent and to have this out every Friday. So let's go ahead and get started. And again, my apologies. Hey, thank you for coming back to Bet on a Black Woman with Sab Jackson. Maybe I should start prefacing this like Bet on a Black Woman with Sab Jackson, new name TBD, because I'm still thinking through changing the name because the content is different. The content is changing. How I'm moving is changing and how I am evolving as a different person is changing. And I'm not sure betting on a black woman with Sab Jackson is the space that I want to continue in. Because remember, when I started this podcast, it was solely about Sabrina Jackson and her journey of job searching and the things that I was going through. And while I won't reiterate those things, those of you who are new listening to the podcast, I want you to know that that was my journey. I needed an outlet, and that was my outlet. You guys were my listening savior. Like, that was a journey that I loved and I enjoyed, and that's what keeps me wanting to come back to talk to this audience in this space or this audience that I've cultivated. So I don't intend to do a bait and switch for those who tuned in to the job search content of the podcast, job searching descriptor of the podcast, because that's initially what it was. And again, the prior episode, I talked about me taking a year off and just reassessing and recalibrating and just resetting. And I feel like I reset because I landed. I landed and the content has changed. So thank you for coming back and working with me as I figure out what I want this to be. And I kind of am at a turning point with where I want it to be. I'm really excited about that. So remember last episode, I talked to you about my mushrooming journey. I said that I could not wait to talk to you guys about my journey. So let's do it. I wish you guys could see me dance like this. There's this little dance that I do on a regular ever since I came back from Costa Rica. I don't know what to call it. It's like my little pocket of joy. And I will share that with you because I have a saying that I want to say to you. You guys are working with me. You guys are listening to me, hearing me think through what I'm wanting to do with this podcast. I want to continue it. I will continue it. And I want you guys to hold me accountable. Like, okay, Sabrina, you said you were going to come out this day. Are you going to come out this day? What the fudge? Holding me accountable, meaning like, okay, this is the cadence of what you've been hearing over the past how many ever days and weeks. So hold me accountable, you guys. I would really appreciate it. Meaning this is the kind of content that I am expecting from you, Sab. These are the kind of issues and things that I want to talk about or the things that I like hearing from you. So I hope that you guys continue to support me in this journey. I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Like, there are days that I will talk about me. I also want this to be, it's about the listening ear. It's about you getting value from what it is that I have to say and you getting value and learning about things that I am putting out. So I keep that in mind each and every time I put my mouth on this mic. There's a reason. So I keep that in mind each and every time. But let's just go ahead and dive right into it. Last episode, I talked to you guys about me doing mushrooms. I did magic mushrooms. And I talked about how it was literally a 6 hour. It was more than 6 hours. I started at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It was more than 6 hours. It was more than a 6 hour therapy session with my brain. And it's like your brain becomes more flexible. So I did mushrooms, magic mushrooms. It was a plant-based drug that I did. Your brain becomes more flexible, expansive, and creative. And it essentially is making it easier to come to realizations that we normally wouldn't and can think of new ways of just thinking about the world. I did 3 grams with a friend. You want to do it with someone that you trust, because I think if you do it by yourself, you will just start you need to have someone there to kind of balance you out, and you need to have someone there to kind of bounce ideas off of. You need to have someone there just to laugh with. I say that because I laughed a lot. I cried a lot. I cried enough, not a lot, but I cried enough. I worried too much, and I was trying to focus and concentrate too hard. Example, I got a text I got a text message from someone. It was a business text message, and she said, "Hey Sabrina, can you check to make sure that you got XYZ in the mail? We mailed it to you last week." And I'm looking at this text message and I'm trying to focus and concentrate on this text message, like, am I really getting this from her? Is this really coming from her on a Sunday? Is she really texting me? And I said to myself, and I remember it saying it over and over again to my friend, am I supposed to be at home right now? I literally was like, am I supposed, I said this to him at least 10 times. I said, am I supposed to be at home right now? I'm still thinking, like, am I supposed to be at home right now? Because she said, Sabrina, we sent this to you in the mail. Let me know when you get it. And I'm looking at this text message from her on this Sunday, and I'm like, why is she texting me on a Sunday? Which I do not mind at all. She can text me anytime. But I'm thinking, like, she's texting me on a Sunday asking me, am I supposed to be at home right now to check this? And that's what I kept saying to my friend. And my friend was just like, stop it, Sabrina. Stop it, Sabrina. So I did like 3 grams. And I think personally that was too, based on what I said to other people about how much I did, that was probably too much. I don't know, but you know, well, I'll continue to talk about it. But I did 3 grams, and you want to do it with someone that you trust, right? Because your personality, who you are, will get amplified. That's essentially what happened to me. I feel like when you do something like that, it amplifies who you are, good and bad. Like I mentioned, I cried. I was reflective of my life's good and bad. And you want to do it, again, with someone that you trust, because your whole personality, who you are, your whole being is amplified. Good and bad. So whomever you're with, you want to make sure that you trust them with the good side of your personality and the bad side of your personality. There was an interesting part of my personality that I learned about. I learned that I am sensitive to chaos. Initially, I said that I had ADHD, but then when I talked to my co-host from Brown Versations about it before we went live on a show, she was like, no, don't use that term. You're sensitive to chaos. So that's the term that I have been using. And I'm like, yeah, I know I don't have ADHD. I just know that, like, I didn't like a mess. You guys remember there was an instance where we were in a hotel room. I was in a hotel room with my friend, and things were just so unorganized. Things were so all over the place. And I just started freaking out about it. My friend had to leave the hotel room. When he left the hotel room, I sat on the floor, pulled out everything out of my suit, my bag, and started organizing it. I sat on the floor and was organizing, placing it back into my book bag. I was organizing, taking everything out of my book bag that I brought to the hotel, and I was organizing it, putting it back in my bag and making sure everything was folded correctly, everything looked nice, everything could compactly fit well back into this bag. He came back into the room and he saw me on the floor organizing these things. And this is why I said that you have to do it with someone that you trust and someone that you love or like, at least, because he saw my need. Like, I was literally crying and I was like, I just don't like this. And he was like, what, Sabrina? What don't you like? I'm like, this. And I'm pointing at the floor because I'm literally crying and freaking out about this mess on the floor. I was crying. I was freaking out about the mess on the floor. I was crying and freaking out about the mess of the room. And when I tell you that I love this person so much, because he quickly honed in on that need of mine. He knew. He said, Sabrina, I come to your place and I could literally eat off your floor. And I really appreciated that, him saying that. But he honed in on that moment of me, of noticing that I needed that to be clean. I needed that place to be organized. So we started cleaning up. We started organizing. The bed was all disarray. The counter was all disarray. He helped me with my bag and how I needed that to be organized. So we started cleaning the whole hotel room. He had a suite. It was like this big suite. We cleaned up the, we straightened up the bathroom. There was towels all over the place because there just were towels. That whole towel situation is a whole different thing. We were waiting on towels from the hotel, which they took 2 days. I wasn't there 2 days, but I'm just exaggerating. We straightened up the towels. We straightened up the bathroom. We made up the bed because the bed, because he was sleeping in the bed and the bed was just so array. And I just, you know, I jumped on the bed and laid on the bed. And like, this was before the shrooms, but we made up the bed. We cleaned the bathroom. We cleaned the little waiting room area with the desk. We cleaned the whole hotel room. And he, and that, when I say he, like my friend knew that that was my thing. I needed it to be clean. I needed it to be organized. And that calmed me down. I stopped crying. I was okay. I was good as we were cleaning everything. And I just like, yo, I really am sensitive to chaos. I like that term. The Kimberlyn Jackson, my co-host from Bronversations, gave me that term. Because as we were cleaning, you guys, I was literally good. I was good, good. Like we straightened up. The bed was beautiful. Like that's how I like to come home. I like to come home to a made up bed. I make my bed up every morning. I clean my bathroom every morning. I clean the shower every morning. It's not ADHD. I just love organization. I love structure. I love cleanliness. I need it. I need it. And being on shrooms, that heightened my need for that. So if you don't remember briefly, like shrooms is like, it is, like I said, your brain becomes more flexible. It's like psychedelics. It changes the way that the neurons in our brains connect to each other. And it's, I believe it's pronounced psilocybin. And it's a hallucinogenic chemical in the magic mushrooms. And it influences the activity and the serotonin in our brain. I remember seeing shapes on the ceiling and the walls. And I remember we were watching television, and on the hotel television, it was just a picture of the hotel room that we were in. It literally just one stagnant picture. So he left the hotel room again. No, he changed the channel and stuff before we left to kind of get my brains and my neurons focusing on something different. He was trying to get my brain to focus on something different. And then he left the room again, and I changed the channel back to the hotel building, just the stagnant picture of the building. And I just started laughing because I'm like, I'm more entertained by sitting here watching this picture of the hotel room swaying back and forth. I'm more entertained by this hotel picture vacillating back and forth and all of these psychedelic type of pictures. I was more entertained by that. It was different. I learned about myself. I was crying a lot because I'm like, this is never gonna end, because it felt like it was going on forever. I know I said that this is like a six hour therapy session with my brain, but it felt like it was going on longer, and it was a Sunday. I did not like that because I'm going to work the next day. I'm thinking this is going to carry over into the next day. I'm going to have this horrible hangover that I just did not want to have. And that was freaking me out. I'm like, even though I work from home. I work at the office once or maybe twice a week, but I work from home the majority of that time. And I do not want to be on a work call. Hi, I do not want to be logged in, ready to go, working, doing everything that I need to do high on shrooms. I did not want that feeling. I did not like that feeling. I wanted it to go away. I wanted it to end. I didn't like it. So that's where the crying came in, because I was literally kicking my feet on the couch like a petulant child who just wanted this shit to end. And it did eventually. You know, we went outside for air. We walked around the hotel room. We talked, had fun and laughed. But it just took a little longer for it to come down. And I just did not like that feeling of it, of not knowing. It was something different that I had never done before. So that was the experience. I'm like, I need this to end because I thought that it was going to go on longer, but it didn't. Would I do it again? I would. I wouldn't do that much. I talked to my co-host about she gave me a term called microdosing. So I said, yeah, I would microdose, but I don't want to do the full 3 grams again. And if I do, I don't want to do it on a Sunday. I would probably do it on a Friday or a Saturday. It was an experience. Definitely do it with someone else. But then I did message my friend and said, hey, I want to microdose. I want to microdose this weekend. Can you help me out in that space? And he was like, well, can we do it next weekend? And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I had planned on just doing it by myself. But remember, I just said, don't do it by yourself. So I don't want to do it by myself. I think I would rather do it with someone else so that they can continue to walk me through this experience that I'm going through. The reason why I'm saying microdose, and I am not a drug dealer, guys, this is just based on my experience. And me talking to my co-host, the reason why I say microdosing is because microdosing, I feel like it, not I feel, but just based on my research, it will help me think, it will help the neurons in my brain connect easier and faster and make me be more creative. And I just want to see what that experience would be like on a weekend at home. So it was a adventure. It was an experience that my friend wanted me to have. And it definitely was an experience that I freaked out about initially because it was something that I had never done before. All right. What else do I want to talk to you guys about? Oh, so you all know that I am extremely active. If you don't know, I will tell you now. I'm very active. I love hiking. I love trailing. I enjoy exercising. Well, I didn't enjoy exercising this week. I went to the gym this week and I complained the whole way because I was just like, motherfucker, I don't feel like going to the gym. I was like dragging my feet going to the gym. But those are the instances where you need to really just go to the freaking gym. And I did. I went to the gym. I had a decent workout, complaining the entire way. And then I ended it with a sauna session. The next day, I went to Pilates. I went to Reformer Pilates. So Reformer Pilates are different than actual Pilates. I am used to actual Pilates feet on the ground, but Reformer Pilates are kind of different. It's similar yet very different to mat Pilates. So Reformer Pilates is done by using this it's this machine. They call it Pilates Reformers machine, and it's generally more intense and more dynamic than mat-based Pilates, as it adds resistance to the Pilates exercises via the use of springs, which form part on the machine, from the machine. So Pilates, Reformer Pilates is more superior than mat-based Pilates because it's this repertoire and all these movements and exercises available, and it's greatly increased by providing more variety. So the exercises usually work muscles through just different ranges and large range of motion, which is ideal for building and toning muscles as well as increasing stability, even though I was not stable and I bust my shit a couple times in the machine the first time, through your joints. So I initially, the first time that I went, yes, I complained. See the pattern here with Sab? I complained, but I feel like this is something new. I hadn't heard of Reformer Pilates before, so it's pretty new. It's pretty popular, low impact workout that, again, it's comprised of a series of core exercises that help flatten and tone your midsection, ow, as well as stabilize and support your spine and your back. I enjoyed it the second and third and fourth and fifth time. And I enjoyed it. Like this last time I went last night and I am hurting. Today had to be a rest day. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't go to Reformer Pilates. Like today had to be a rest day for my body because she worked my ass out yesterday. I go to Session Pilates in Plano, Texas. And my instructor was Delaney Spitgagel. She was awesome. She worked us out. She gave us the workout plan that I did not see coming. I've been going the first time, and in the way that they did it, you guys, was so super cool. So they advertised, I went to a boardwalk session in Plano, I think it was Plano, where we were working on a boat over the river, and it was like a free session. And they were like, we did this free section. It wasn't Reformer Pilates. It was just like actual mat Pilates. So I brought my mat and everything. So we were on the mat and we did the Pilates, and then they gave us these free coupons to come if we wanted to come try out the class for $15. So I came and tried out the class. I complained, but I liked it. I was like, you know what? I'm no quitter. So I went the second time and I got the feel of it. I went the third time, I got the feel for it. I was just like, okay, I think I kind of like like this because I started to feel the burn. And can I give you guys the truth? I started seeing results. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but I know my body. I've not been only doing that, but I've also been going to the gym. In between, I'm doing reformer Pilates and just going to the gym and doing my regular workout regimen. I'm starting to see the coreness. Is it just the bloaty isn't there? The bloatness isn't there? But I'm telling you, I'm seeing it. I don't know. I'm starting to see it. So yesterday I bought a month's worth of classes. It was, $125 at Session Pilates in Plano. Everyone is different. Again, I started going earlier this month and the charges are different with how often you want to come and go, So I bought it for $125. I think it's normally $150, and I have a month and a half. Well, I have a month and a half, but it's normally a month to use it. And I plan on bringing a guest. I text my girlfriend. My girlfriend, I was like, hey, you want to go to Reformer Pilates with me? Are you interested? And she's like, yeah, fuck yeah. She didn't say fuck yeah, but I'm just exaggerating. So I'm going to schedule a time with me and my girlfriend to go to Reformer Pilates together. There were actually two black women in there yesterday. I was really excited about it. I always get excited when I see some chocolate chips in a place when I'm the only chocolate chip. So it was pretty cool. There's not much time to network and talk. It's like you go, you get on the machine, and people come in at their leisure. And then when you leave, you're out. And I was at the last class was at like 6:40, so it was good. It was a great workout. So the point that I'm making is, like, this new popular trend that you're going to hear about often called Reformer Pilates, try it out. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I feel the burn in my body today as I'm sitting here recording and talking to you. It was what am I working towards? I'm currently, as far as I remember, I think I'm at, but probably a little less, but I'm trying to get down to 119. I'm sorry, I'm lying, 118. That's where I'm trying to get down to. So that's my goal. I'm trying to do this. We don't talk about Bruno. Sorry, even though I know I said his name, I'm going to bleep it out because I don't want to say his name. So with that being said, here is my final, I don't know what I'm going to call this. We're going to work through it. We're going to work through what I want to call this final word to you. Savor the moment, search for a little joy, and you will find a great deal of it in unexpected places, unknown. I have found a great deal of joy in my little dances that I do every once in a while. You know how, like, a kid is like happy when they get good food and they do that little dance? I do that little dance. Or when they hear music, they do that little dance. You guys, ever since I got back from Costa Rica, I've been doing that little dance every once in a while. It's just my little dance. My friends have noticed. When I'm out, people have noticed. Like, it's not a stick, I promise. It's just a thing that I have done since I have gotten back from Costa Rica. All right. Thank you for rocking with your girl. We will talk soon. Bye.